gorgeous soul, this is the Katie Blair Podcast, aka your activation station for magnetizing and normalizing your next inevitable massive upleveling. I'm a virtual coach who focuses on designing your most epic human experience through building a purpose-filled and aligned lifestyle and/or business. If you're obsessed with quantum upleveling and you're done settling for anything less than everything you desire, you have arrived right on time. So, I thought it would be really fun to start something on this podcast. I've had this idea for a while. I really want to start a mini series within the episodes that we can kind of weave into the episodes about some of the manifestation miracles, these stories that have happened in my life, because I have some wild manifestation stories that not only have brought incredible things, but they've weaved different pieces of my timeline together in such strong ways that this is why I am who I am. This is why I am a woman who walks through the realms of the fourth dimension and quantum manifestation. It's because I have had firsthand experiences in some of the most profound ways. And so I kind of want to take a couple of these stories and start a series within here called Manifestation Miracles and share with you these stories. It's one of the reasons, honestly, that I started this podcast was to share stories like this, because this is the barrier between what we have here and what we have on social media. Social media only takes us so far, but I really, this is like the meat of who I am that I feel within these stories each one of us is going to be able to relate to. And even if we can't relate to, or you haven't had, well, maybe these will make you realize that you have had some incredible things happen too. This was just the connecting dot for you to truly realize that. Or it's going to be proof and evidence in such strong ways that allow you to anchor and root into the possibility, the realm of potentiality that gets to happen when we lean into the what if magic was real. Okay, so this first story I want to tell you is how Tom and I ended up in Maui, because we did not just go from living in Seattle together to one day deciding that we were going to move out here and packing our bags and coming out here. It was a very divine, of course, unfolding of events that led to here. So I'm going to rewind us to 2017 when I was living in Costa Rica. I lived in Costa Rica for about 3 months. And I, towards the end of my stay there, because as an American, we get 3 month visa there. Towards the end of my stay there, I didn't know where to go. And I was kind of in this lost puppy vibe energy. And I was living in this little apartment by myself. And I was spending a lot of time every day meditating. It was the first time throughout my travels that I'd really had time to just stop and be. And so I was drinking a lot of cacao, taking a lot of beach walks, and doing a lot of meditating, a lot of journaling. And one of the days that I was sitting in meditation, I got this very distinct knowing, like a message, to get up in that moment and send my friend Chris a message on Facebook. Now, Chris was somebody that I had met 2 years prior when I was in Thailand, and we had met on a bus ride for 2 hours, and he was the first person that I had ever met that knew what ayahuasca was. And if you have not listened to the episode Grandmother Ayahuasca about that entire journey and experience, highly recommend listening to that. But he was the first person I had ever met who knew about these plant medicines. And these plant medicines had been something that since I was in college and I really started learning about and discovering what they were, that I had had a deep desire to do, but I also had a deep fear that came with that. And I really just kind of gave it up to the universe. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this, but I'm not going to push it. Whenever it appears in my life, it appears. So here I am in 2017 in Costa Rica in meditation, and I get this very clear signal, get up and message Chris. So I message him, hey, how are you? And I go back into meditation. he ends up responding saying, "Oh my gosh, this is so crazy that you've messaged me. I am headed down to Peru in 2 weeks' time to do a plant medicine retreat, and there's one spot left. Do you want to join me?" And I remember the feeling in my body where that equal part desire and fear popped up again. I was like, oh my God, this is so divine. I'm a couple countries away. This is something I've been really wanting to do. My visa's ending. I don't know where to go. And I know somebody who I can meet up with and do this with in the place that I've always wanted to do it. I was like, if I'm going to do this thing, I'm going into the Amazon, going to the root. And so I really sat with this and I was like, okay, are we going to do this? And my friend sends me a text message. "Hey, do you want to come to a women's circle tonight?" So I'm like, sure. Perfect. So I go to this women's circle. There's just four of us. It's a small one, and she has a tapestry laid out, and then some of the women had brought a couple tarot decks. At this time, I had never used tarot, worked with tarot. I don't even think I had ever pulled a tarot card. And these are, I guess, more oracle cards. They're not really being used in the tarot sense, but the oracle cards where, you know, they're fun card. I use them literally like almost daily now. I love them so much. But at this point, I had never used one before. So we're sitting there and all these, there's like three or four decks where all the cards are laid out into this beautiful circle around this altar on top of a tapestry, and we're all sitting there drinking cacao, and it's so beautiful and lovely and yummy. And I noticed that they're drawing cards, and I was like, how does this work? And they were like, well, ask a question and then draw a card, and it might have a message for you. So I was like, okay, well, I got an opportunity today. Something's popped up, an invitation to go to Peru in a couple weeks and drink plant medicine, which is something that I've been wanting to do, but I'm scared and I need a sign. So I guess that's the question that I'll ask. And I was heavily drawn to one of the decks in particular, and it was called the Vision Quest deck. I don't know if any of you guys know this. It's kind of like a Native American spiritual deck called Vision Quest. I was highly drawn to the energy of this deck. All the cards, there's probably over 100 cards in this thing, laid out amongst, you know, 300 cards that are on the thing. And I draw a card, and I'm pretty sure it was Daughter of the Wind, if I'm not mistaken. Daughter of the Sun or Daughter of the Wind, something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I get the little book and I read the message. And the first sentence says, "Your inner Amazon is calling. You must go." To say that I got goosebumps and full body chills is the biggest understatement of the century. This is the first tarot card I've ever pulled in my life, going off a very specific question. And out of hundreds of cards in front of me, this is the card that I pull. I was like, okay. First of all, wow. Second of all, tarot's freaking amazing. Third of all, this deck is magic. And in that moment, as I was holding that card and looking at this deck, I told myself that I wasn't going to purchase a tarot deck until this specific deck showed up in my life. Okay? So if you listen to the episode where I share the ayahuasca experience, you will find out that I did indeed go down to Peru for the medicine journey, and it changed my whole life, and it's why I'm here, and definitely go listen to that episode. But this story about how we got to Maui is from this tarot deck. So we're going to fast forward now to 2019. This is probably March or April 2019. Tom and I met. We had been together for about, I would say, like 9 months at this point, and we were living together in a Seattle apartment. And at this time, if I'm being totally honest, my business was really taking off, but I was feeling not myself. Tom and I had made an agreement when we first met that we would stay in Seattle for 1 year. Tom's from England and I grew up in Seattle. He had come to Seattle a couple years prior and he was working with one of his family's companies. And I had just completed all my travels and had come back for the summer to lead a teen retreat. And we had met and then we kind of... It was actually kind of really adorable. On one of our first dates, I convinced him to make a vision board with me. And it's one of the ways that I fell in love with him so quickly was that after we got done with our vision boards, we put them side by side and it was all like palm trees, oceans, surfboards, yoga, healthy food. And we were like, okay, we want the same things. This is really cool. So we knew that we eventually wanted to go somewhere where that was the lifestyle, more of a tropical, outside, warm lifestyle. That's really where I feel most inspired, most myself. And I was building this career of freedom to be able to allow me to do that. And being in my hometown, though I love it so much, it wasn't exactly where I wanted to be. So I was feeling off. So I knew change was coming, but I was kind of in that weird spot right before change where it just felt stagnant and I was stuck and not really sure where to go next. So I was having an off day and I decided to get out of the house and go across the street to this little coffee shop that I would always go to in Capitol Hill in Seattle. And I was sitting there working, having my oat milk latte, and it was kind of a rainy day, crisp, big sweater weather. And I decided to walk home and there's something in me that tells me to walk the long way home, to go the other way. And I was like, you know what? Nice, longer walk. Great. So I'm walking the other way home. And I walk past this little door that is on this street that I walk every single day, like literally across the street from our apartment. I walk past this little door and the smell of incense hits my nose. And I stop dead in my tracks. And I realize there's a little shop here that I have never noticed before. In the hundreds of times that I've walked past this, I have never noticed this little shop. And I walk in and it's the most epic. We got crystals, we got feathers, we got jewelry, we got books, we got, oh my gosh, all the yummy things. And the smell of incense fills my whole body, in which I've just also learned through diving deeper into my human design is apparently, I didn't know that you could learn this through human design, but apparently smell is what puts me into my deepest frequency of truth. So that's an interesting side note. So the smell of incense, it's one of those things where you're having a bad day and then, ooh, you've landed. You feel so full and expansive. And so I'm just like soaking in these vibes. I'm like, yes, this music of the Native American flutes, this like the smells, the crystals, just like slowly making my way around this shop. And I go to the back of the shop and there's these shelves that go up pretty high. And my hand like draws itself up. I can't even see what's on the top shelf, but it draws itself up and it grabs a little box. And I bring it down and I look and my entire body breaks out into chills. And I realize I'm holding the Vision Quest deck. And in that single moment, I am fully back 2 years prior in Costa Rica, pulling that card and feeling the truth so deeply into the power of what happens when we're working alongside the universal energies and how that trip to Peru had changed and built everything that I had in that moment and that promise that I had made that I wouldn't buy a tarot deck until this one found me. And here I am in 2019, countries away in Capitol Hill, Seattle, in a shop that I had walked by a couple hundred times without ever noticing, and I'm holding the deck. And I was like, okay. So I bought it. And I went home. And Tom wasn't home still. And the way that I opened this tarot deck is the way that I open every tarot deck I buy now. Actually, for being honest, I've only ever bought one more. But I made it a ceremony. I was like, okay, this thing is alive. This is an alive being that allows me communication in determining, you know, getting messages and reflections for what I'm seeking. And right now, I'm seeking the fact that I don't feel me and I'm not quite sure what to do about it. So I light a candle, I light an incense, I bring the lights down in the room, I make it all cozy, and I hold the deck to my heart and I say a prayer. And I really try to make a connection with the energy of this deck. And I open up the deck and I'm holding the cards, tap on the cards, blow on the cards, all the things. And I don't even have a question this time. I'm just asking for a sign, for a message. And I would have to look back in my journal to make sure this is correct. But I'm pretty sure the card that I drew in that moment was the Medicine Woman. And one of the things that I love so much about this deck is the illustrations. They are pure magic. It's my favorite deck to date. So on this illustration is a woman, and she's kind of like with her two hands opening up her chest, and there is a full sun and a body of water inside of her body. And it's this feeling you get when you look at it as like the land and the places that inspire you make you come alive, put you into alignment. And in that moment, upon seeing this card, my whole body received a message of one word: Hawaii. Now, I had known that it was a dream of mine, one of the places that was high up on my list that had been calling me. It was a dream of mine to go to Kauai. And in this moment, sitting in the living room, drawing one card, which I hadn't even thought about Hawaii in so long. It was one of those things, kind of like the plant medicine. I was like, when it arrives. And in the meantime, here I am. In this moment, I knew with every fiber of my being. It was like I felt alive for the first time in months. It was like finally my inner compass had turned back on, and now I knew why I was feeling stagnant, and I knew exactly where I was ready to go. And I knew this so much to the point that when Tom got home that night, I told him. And it wasn't a, hey, this happened, or a, hey, what do you think about this? Or a, hey, what would you want to do about this? It was a, Tom, I'm moving to Kauai. And this was huge. This brought about a 2-month extremely emotional process. Because here I was with the man of my dreams that I had waited so long to find. He was everything that I wanted. And I wanted him to come so bad. And I also knew that this voice that comes from my solar plexus, when it is this strong, this deep, rooted in knowing, this voice is the only reason that everything magic and good and ecstatic and incredible in my life had unfolded was because I had listened to that voice when it had spoken to me that loud. When I had bought the one-way ticket to the other side of the world 3 years prior, and then I had gone to India to learn yoga, and then I had gone to Costa Rica to tap into, you know, conscious community, and then when I had gone to Peru to go drink the plant medicine, like every single little thing that I had done that was gut-guided had brought me to everything that was good in my life. And so I had to sit with this realization that I loved this man and I wanted this man, and there was no way I could live with myself if I did not listen to this voice. And so started working a lot with my therapist. Tom and I had, oh my gosh, hours and hours and hours and hours of deep talks, of tears, of really trying to navigate this. Okay, I'll go and I'll try it out and then I'll come back. Okay, we'll wait 6 months and then we'll go together. Okay, maybe like we go on a little trip and check it out and then come back and then decide. Okay, maybe. But none of them fully worked because the direct message that I was getting was, you're moving to Kauai and you're doing it really soon. So a couple weeks later, I go to Dallas to meet up with a couple of my good friends to attend a Tony Robbins event, Unleash the Power Within. It's a 4-day seminar that is extremely powerful and I highly recommend it to anyone and everyone. Anything Tony does, I was very skeptical of this man, but he is the energy that he holds and facilitates that you can calibrate to in a room of thousands of people is one of the most incredible things I've ever experienced. Anyways, so I was with these friends and we were up in the hotel room one night and I had brought this tarot deck and we were drawing some cards and the whole thing. And I told them, I said, oh, something crazy has come up. Also, side note, one of the women that was here with me in this hotel room in Dallas was also at that women's circle in Costa Rica the night that I drew the first card. So there's a full circle moment too. So we're sitting there and she's like, oh my gosh, this is the deck. And I was like, yeah, I found it. And, you know, whole thing. And then I tell them upon opening it, I got this message that it was time to go to Kauai. And, you know, Tom and I have really been talking through how to do this in a way that works for both of us because he's not quite sure what he wants to do yet. And my friend, she says, oh, Kauai? My great friends host, they run a really beautiful conscious community in Kauai. I was just talking to them the other day. They have an open room. I know somebody who I could get you a car. And I was like, of course it's happening. It's aligning. When we really are in alignment and we hold a desire, this is what I mean. We don't have to worry about the how. The how shows up. So I go back to Seattle after the event and I'm in meditation and I decide to ask for a sign. I ask for, I don't know why, this just came to my mind. I asked for a yellow bird if I stay in Seattle with Tom, and I asked for a blue butterfly if I go to Kauai. So a few weeks pass. Again, it's an extremely, extremely emotional time and nothing is popping up. And I'm knowing that I'm going, I'm knowing that this is happening, but I cannot bring myself to walk away from this man. So a few weeks pass and I go to the other side of Seattle, to the Green Lake area. And I am visiting one of my friends who lives over there and I have to go run a couple errands. So I'm walking down the street and I realize when I'm standing on one of the street corners that I'm in the exact spot, like literally standing in the exact spot that not only Tom and I met, but right across the street is the place where we had our first date. And I was like, okay, universe, if there's ever a time to show me the sign, it's now. And I turn around and I look at the restaurant where we had our first date. It was called Toronado's. And the emblem of the restaurant is a huge yellow bird. You guys, you can't make this stuff up. Freaking crazy. My whole body, goosebumps, electrifying energy. But in that moment, the message I got was Tom and Kauai. It wasn't just Tom and it wasn't staying in Seattle. It was Tom, but also Kauai. And so I was like, okay, you know what? we're going to just do this. We're in this emotional loop. We're going to do this. If Tom and I are meant to be, we're going to make it through this, but I need to go find out what the heck is calling me so bad, so that if I get there and I realize, maybe it's just to get there to realize that I want to be in Seattle, whatever it is, I just need to go. So Tom and I, after celebrating our 1 year anniversary, actually, because he's not ready to go at this point, we actually decided to split up, which was one of the hardest, craziest things I've ever done. We did it with so much freaking love. So much love, so much compassion, so much like free bird, you know, you do what you got to do and I love you and I wish things were different, but I support you energy. And he took me to the airport and I was walking to the gate and there was this man sitting right in front of the, I forgot about this until I'm telling you right in this moment. There was this man sitting right in front of the airport security. So I went through security and I came out. Right in front of me, 10 feet away, is a man sitting on the ground playing guitar. And he's playing the song Wildflower by Tom Petty, which is about, essentially about this girl going off to do what she needs to do. But this is a song that Tom and I loved. And again, in that moment, I got the message like, I'm doing what my wildflower needs. And Tom is coming through, his energy so strong in this song right now that I know he's there on the other side. I know this isn't the end. I'm doing what my wildflower's got to do. And I know he's going to be there. So I go back to Dallas for a week before going to Kauai to bring all my things home and to get packed up and ready to go with a one-way ticket to Kauai. And, you know, working with my therapist a lot because it's really freaking hard and I am crying so much. And I even, if you go into my Instagram, into my IGTVs, I believe one of the first ones is a video from this week and it's called something like the hard part about following your dreams that nobody talks about. And it's after me crying my eyes out, being like, this is what they don't tell you, is that sometimes it's really actually freaking hard to follow your dreams, to listen to your gut, to do this stuff. When you're aligning to new things, sometimes you have to walk away from things that you love, and it's hard. And what are we doing if we're not listening to that? Because I'm not the kind of woman that can sit here and wonder what if for the rest of my life, because if I did that, I would build resentment to myself and him, and nobody would be happy. So I have to do this, but it's hard. We're taking risks all the time. So I get to Kauai a week later, and within a few days, you know, I'm sinking in. Within a few days of me being there, you know, Tom and I begin messaging, and he's like, you know what? It's crazy. I'm waking up and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm realizing that everything on those vision boards that we made is what you're jumping for right now. And I'm having a really hard time finding reasons of why I'm not jumping with you, why we're not doing this together. And he was like, you know what? I am just going to come out for a week and visit you. So a couple weeks go by, I get really grounded and rooted in Kauai, and oh my God, the community that I'm living in, the spirit of the land of Kauai, the places, the energy of everything, I feel myself for the first time in so long. And so Tom gets there, and we end up having the most unbelievable week. Because this wasn't like a fun honeymoon vacation. This was a, we have a love that is so deep, yet our souls are calling us in opposite directions right now. So we have to just give up all logic and figure out what this is. Because I want this. You want this. So what are we gonna do? So through the process of this, he realizes, okay, I'm ready to leave Seattle, but I really want to, if I'm going to do this, I want to go full in on photography. I want to go full on in photography. And he ends up getting an internship with his cousin who lives in South Carolina, who is one of the top wedding photographers in the world. And she's like, come to South Carolina. I will train you up, teach you, and, you know, help you go all in with this career choice. So we're in Kauai. We're having all these deep talks. We're unfolding. I feel fully me. He's feeling fully him. We're like, oh my God, we're going to jump, da 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 da. And he's like, I'm going to go to South Carolina. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay here. I don't know what's happening yet, but we both know that we want this and we're going to support each other as our souls go in opposite directions for a little bit. So he goes back to Seattle for a couple weeks. And through the process of this, I'm really, now I've been in Kauai for about 3 months and I'm really home. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. I love this. I love this. And Tom loves it too. And he says that he has a very serious question he needs to ask me. He's like, I know how much you love this. And being here, I want this to 100%. And I want to go for my career. And I want this, us. So I'm wondering if there's any chance that you would come to South Carolina with me for, I don't know, 6 months, a year, and then we come here and we do the Hawaii thing. And I was like, okay, I need to think about this. I need to think about this. So he leaves, he goes back to Seattle. I'm in Kauai for a couple more weeks, and I begin having really deep conversations with the land of Hawaii. Like, I thank you for calling me here. My whole life has changed. I feel me again. I want to be here. Am I supposed to stay? Or is this something I was supposed to tap into? So I go to South Carolina with Tom and then we come back. And I was really like, I was going to these sacred places and these sacred rivers and I was praying to the land and I was just like, really, 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 what should I do? What should I do? So there's this one day that I go and I'm go to this little, one of my little favorite beaches that I go to. And I'm sitting there and I start journaling. And this is, okay. So I'm journaling and I come to this place where I'm like, yeah, I know the answer. I know the answer. I'm gonna go to South Carolina with Tom. I choose love above all. Hawaii is not going anywhere. And South Carolina is going to be great. It's going to be a great adventure. And we're both on the same page. We want to come here. And I can bring the energy of this land back with me. So I write in my journal all these pages. And literally the last sentence is something along the lines of, I'm 100% releasing my attachment. I'm up for the journey. I'm so excited for South Carolina. In that exact moment, my phone rings. You cannot make this stuff up. In that exact moment, my phone rings. Hello? It's Tom. And he's like, my cousin just called me. She's pregnant. The internship is off. Do you want to move to Maui? And it's funny because the energy of Maui, this is, she is, Kauai is kind of like this la-di-da magic zone for me. Maui is a very stern mother, and it's the heart chakra of the planet, this Haleakala volcano here. It's a very different energy here, and she teaches very strict lessons. She helps you shed shadow and ego time after time after time. But this was my first relationship with Maui. I had to completely release my attachment to Hawaii, and then she popped through. Anyways, I was like, okay, Maui? And he was like, yeah, I've been thinking, you know, like I'm still going to go for this photography thing 100%. And my cousin said that there's a photographer on Maui that she can help me, you know, try and get an internship with there. And I just feel like, you know, it's a good place for us to be with more opportunity. And you know, for the right now. And I was like, great. I love that. That sounds perfect. Maui is a perfect blend of like, we can go out dancing and do lots of fun things, and you have the sacred, quiet, lush land, right? So we're like, oh my God, okay, let's do it. So Tom and I make a super quick trip over to Maui for 5 days to try it out. This is in November of 2019, and right Thanksgiving time. So we are making a quick trip over here. We have 5 days to find a place to live, for Tom to find a job, and then we're going to make the final decision. So we're looking at these places, not really loving any of them. So we decide to sit down and make a list of everything we want in a house. So I write, of course, ocean view, mountain view, office, 2-bedroom, all the things. 1 hour later, our home pops up on Craigslist. I've never sent a message so fast. It was like perfectly designed to a T, fully furnished, everything on our list, everything that we had been wanting, a little bit out of our budget, but I was like, hey, we're doing it. We're going to figure it out. And I call the landlord and he's like, yeah, I've already had a ton of people jump on this. I was like, no, you don't understand. This is my house. What do I need to do to get this house? So he gave it to us. We ended up going to South Carolina for a month for him to try out some things and go home for Thanksgiving and all that stuff. And in December 28th, 2019, Tom and I moved into our home on Maui. And 2 months later, the pandemic hit. Now, if we would have been in Seattle for this pandemic with me not feeling myself, not being tapped in the apartment that we were in, one of the heaviest, craziest places during the time of the pandemic, not being able to go outside in cold weather, like I would not have been able to work. I would have completely shut down. We landed right on time in a dream home across the street from one of the most gorgeous beaches. I was in a state where I could stay rooted in my inspiration, in my power, so that I could do deep work. And 2020 is the year that my business fully took off. It was the first six-figure year in my business, in a calendar year. And I took off. I served dozens of women through starting and building up their virtual online businesses, through navigating what was going on in the world, through navigating ascension, coming in, up leveling, holding down the fort in the midst of a global pandemic. So to bring this back to the beginning, right? This story starts with, I mean, first of all, in Costa Rica, this tarot card activating me. Then that tarot card was placed in my path to activate me 2 years later, in which it would be the avenue through which I would receive the message to come here so that when a pandemic hit, I could do the work I was here to do. Now we've been in Maui for almost 2 years, which is so wild and crazy. We still live in the same place. The dream that we had of who we got to be in the life we got to create when we got here is really starting to come to fruition. It's taken us a while to sow the seeds and to allow them to bloom and to grow, but we have community here that feels like family. My business has taken off in a way that it is so rooted in spirituality and universal energies that Hawaii is so potent to connect with, so that I can understand and be a lighthouse for avenues like this podcast for people to tap into these energies. Tom has networked and worked his way up to be a right-hand man for the top two photographers on Maui. He's on a team right now of three. They're building this huge house up from the ground up, which is a dream of his that he's always wanted to come true. You know, learning how to truly like build with his hands, use the tools, all the things. We're both on a health journey. We're both, we go to the beach, we go camping, we do all the things. We are living in the vision board that we created on one of our first dates together. All of the pieces of the timeline line up, and we're helping each other past, present, and future in all moments, guiding us here. This is the power that happens. And we can look back and put the dots together like, oh my God. This is why I love this work so much. Because once we know that, looking back, then we're like, what if I consciously tap in and play with this for moving forward? So all in all, that's the story of how we landed in Maui. That's the story of Tom and I's crazy, wild love story and how we landed here together. And I can't wait to share more of these with you. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, it would mean the world if you could leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And if we aren't connected on social media yet, come say hello on Instagram at Katie_Blair or come visit the website at www.katie-blair.com. I highly recommend you put anything that pinged you from this podcast episode today into action ASAP. I honor you for being here and cannot wait to see you on the next episode.